Well, every year we celebrate World Intellectual Property Day. It's an opportunity for us to reach out to the general public and to raise awareness about the value of intellectual property and how it can help support economic, social and cultural development. And every year we choose a theme, and this year we fell on music. We chose Get Up, Stand Up for Music for various reasons. We all enjoy music. We all like different genre of music, but we all enjoy music. It's often referred to as the soundtrack of our lives. So we felt that this was a fantastic lens to introduce people and to get people thinking about intellectual property and the role that it plays in supporting the global music industry, because in fact its copyright is the bread and butter, if you like, for creators in the music industry. It's the means by which they can earn a living from their talent and from their craft. And so this is what the purpose of World Intellectual Property Day is. It's really to raise awareness, raise public awareness about the value of intellectual property and how it does enable artists to earn a decent living from their work.
And you've got some very special musicians taking part in this year's event.
Yes, we have a roundtable discussion here in WIPO's headquarters as part of the activities that we're organising for World Intellectual Property Day. And this roundtable is called What's Ahead for Music, and it brings together representatives from across the music industry. So we have a number of artists. We have Didier Awadi, who is a hip-hop star from one of the most visible figures in French-speaking African hip-hop circles. We have Susanna Rinaldi, who is a renowned tango singer. We have Bendik Hofseth, who is also a very accomplished saxophonist. And we have representatives from the industry, record labels, and we also have the voice of consumers as well. So the purpose of this event is basically to explore the challenges and the opportunities that artists or that the different players across the industry are facing as the music industry continues to transition towards the digital marketplace.
So how does WIPO, how do you keep up with the technology moving as fast as it is? I mean, can we perhaps look to the past? Have there been any other similar revolutions in technology which have really pushed you and made you think, well, crikey, how are we going to keep up with this one?
Well, really, innovation has been a hallmark of the music industry since its dawn, really. Our role as an international organisation is to bring together our 188 member states so that the policymakers can examine these challenges and these opportunities and see what needs to be done to ensure that the legal frameworks, that the rules that are governing copyright and intellectual property generally at the international level, to see how they need to be shaped to make sure that the arrangements, the necessary arrangements are in place for musicians and for the global music industry to be sustainable and for us all to be able to enjoy a rich stream of new music today and in the future. Part of our remit is also to support developing and least developed countries in building up their infrastructure so that their creative communities can actually leverage the value of their creative work. So that's a big part of what we do. But as a whole and in general, World Intellectual Property Day is a global public awareness campaign. So there are activities taking place across the globe. We invite your listeners to go onto Facebook and to share their views about music and where they think it's going. So it's an opportunity for people to reflect on the value of music to society and to our culture and to our economies also. And that's why we chose Get Up, Stand Up for Music, which of course is an echo of the famous lyrics from Bob Marley. And we're very happy that the Bob Marley Foundation has endorsed our campaign this year.